looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Our number 131873. Well, I wanted to get 2 points of view on this. I've already shared mine. It should not happen. Australia's peak Muslim body is holding an online forum this weekend. This is the Australian Federation of Islamic Councils, and they've invited two members of the Taliban to speak. Taliban members invited to speak to Australian Muslims. You just can't believe that someone would come up with this, but they have. And it shouldn't go ahead. We've contacted the Minister for Police and Minister for Counterterrorism in New South Wales and the Department of Home Affairs in Canberra to say who's going to step in and stop it. Philip Thompson's on the line, Federal Liberal MP and war veteran, wounded in Afghanistan back in 2009. Philip, good morning.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
How does this go ahead?
Mate, this is outrageous. This should not go ahead. These terrorist people being given a platform in Australia to talk to Australian people is absolutely outrageous. Should not go ahead. And I've also contacted Karen to see if she can put a stop to this.
You've got members of the Taliban leadership who are on terror watch lists around the world, and you've got the Australian Federation of Islamic Councils inviting two Taliban leaders or members to speak to Australian Muslims. I mean, I'm struggling with my words because I can't get my head around it.
Mate, I'm struggling not to use four-letter words here. This is a misstep from the council. We've got Taliban spokespeople that have talked about beheadings, stonings, amputations, public killings being brought back in. They treat women and girls as property, not as people. The day we left out of our rescue mission in Afghanistan, when all the coalition forces left, they hung someone by their throat below a helicopter and flew around Afghanistan as a threat to everyone to obey what they want to do. It's barbaric, they are inhumane, and they are savages.
So you've asked the Minister, Karen Andrews, to step in and stop it?
Yes, I have. I've asked everyone. I'm asking everyone, step in, stop it. This should not go ahead. We should not be giving a platform to an illegitimate government. The Taliban are not a government. Haqqani Network are not a government. These are terrorists. These are people that rule with force, a heavy hand, and murder and fear. They are not someone that we should be given legitimacy to.
Well said, and good on you for standing up for what's right, Philip. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate your time.
Philip Thompson, war veteran from Afghanistan, wounded in 2009, now a federal Liberal MP. I got a note from a friend of mine last night, Mina Zaki, who's a practicing Muslim, and she had an interesting take on this. Mina, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben.
You are furious about this. I can understand why.
Oh, look, Ben, I can't even put the words together to show my disgust at this. I mean, I have quit my job. I'm constantly, every single day, trying to rescue women and people who are in fear of their lives, of losing their lives to the Taliban in Afghanistan every single day. And then to see this, to see them being given a platform by apparently Australia's leading Islamic council, this is beyond disgusting. And I hope that someone can step in and really, show this organisation that what they're doing is supporting and sympathising with terrorism. Let it be known that they are sympathising with terrorists.
You've got Muslims in Australia who don't want a bar of this stuff, so why would we expose them to radicals like these people? I mean, that's the big question, right?
Well, look, that is the big question. And I noticed that the chief executive of this organisation actually said that the purpose of this event is to prevent, young Muslim youth from going to Afghanistan like they did in Syria and they joined ISIS. How does this help that? How does, by providing the Taliban, a terrorist organisation, a platform to voice their propaganda, how is that preventing Australian youth from going over there and joining these forces? So it's unfathomable. I just cannot understand how they thought this was a good idea.
This is Mina Zaki. We're talking to a former Liberal political candidate based in the ACT. You said in a message to me last night, what a bunch of shameful bastards.
I stand by that. Absolutely shameful. And you know what's worse, Ben? It's that they are now blaming the Hazara, the persecuted Hazara minority community, for the stance against this event. Now, these people, I mean, just the other day there was an attack on a Shia mosque where several Hazara, I think 48 Hazara people were killed. Nothing from an AFIC on that. But yet let's give Taliban, a platform, and then let's blame it all on the Hazara community. Absolutely disgusting, Ben. I'm lost for words.
And you think about what life is like for women in Afghanistan. The moment the Taliban returned, we heard from young women saying, all of a sudden, we've got to cover up. We've got to hide our education degrees. Girls too scared to go to school. It is absolutely unjustifiable. We can only hope that common sense prevails. And if it doesn't, then people need to step in, including the Minister, Karen Andrews, or the Minister for Counterterrorism in New South Wales, Anthony Roberts. Mina, thank you very much for speaking up, and we will talk to you again. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ben. Thank you.
Mina Zaki, a practicing Muslim who says this should not go ahead. And it doesn't matter what faith you are part of, or whether you're part of no faith at all. It does not pass the test.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.